This, of course, is PMP Network, sponsored in part by Chinatown in Brockton and Stoughton, and also our friends at Isuzu Motors in West Bridgewater. We'll be talking in just a minute with Peter Bogdanovich. He's the author of numerous books, including John Ford, This Is Orson Welles, and most recently, the acclaimed Who the Devil Made It. He's got a new book out called Peter Bogdanovich's Movie of the Week, 52 Classic Films for One Full Year. It's from Ballantine Books. And, of course, he's best known as a film director with pictures like The Last Picture Show, Paper Moon, What's Up, Doc, Mask, They All Laughed, and Noises Off. And we'll be talking to him in just a moment.
Hello.
And here is with us right now on PMP Network, Peter Bogdanovich. And again, we mentioned some of the great films that he's done, and his latest book is called Movie of the Week, 52 Classic Films for One Full Year. And any of the classic films yours?
No. I'm not that presumptuous.
Well, I'm presumptuous. I mean, you've got some great films that you
put
out.
Well, thank you, but I mean, it's for other people to include in their books. Not for mine. I just couldn't see myself saying yes, and I recommend my own picture, too.
Well, this would be a great way to get some double promotion.
No, I just couldn't handle that. But
some of the ones are a little bit controversial, I would think, that you picked. For instance, Heaven Can Wait.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Heaven Can Wait is a beautiful film by Ernst Lubitsch. Made in 1943. And now don't forget, I say in the introduction that these are not necessarily all among the greatest films ever made. Some of them are only among the very fine movies made, not necessarily the greatest, but they're all good. Heaven Can Wait, I love the picture. I'm not crazy about the color in the picture. It's a Technicolor, early Technicolor, and it's a little bright.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the movie. I think it's a charming film.
And it's interesting.
Fantasy.
Out of, like, for instance, Hitchcock's films, you picked a few of them in here. One of them, Notorious,
mm-hmm.
which is not one of the more publicized of his films.
I guess you're right. It isn't. Well, it's because you've just kind of come near what the point of the book is. The reason I chose, in some cases, some films that are not the ones you'd automatically think of, or maybe many that you'd never think of at all, is for the very reason that, you know, there's such an emphasis on the new, what's new these days. And in America, and generally as a culture, we tend to say, what's new, everything has to be new. And, you know, we miss out on an awful lot of things that aren't new, but that if you haven't seen, are new to you.
True.
And there's just so many treasures out there, real, real treasures, not, you know, relics that you have to explain or things that are good for you. I mean, just goddamn good movies, funny, touching movies that are, you know, that transcend whatever time they were made because of the quality that they possess. So that's what the book's out there saying to you. Look, here's 52 movies you may not have heard of, but one day when you're tired of everything that's current, take a look at, you know, give me 2 hours a week and check out some of the great things from the past.
I mean, certainly things like Citizen Kane, people know that's one of the best films ever made, and sometimes films are measured against it.
Mm-hmm.
Films like Gaslight from 44, Adam's Rib from 49, they're so old, they're 50 years old and older. What do you think about the current films that are out? Do you find that the quality is just not like it was 40, 50 years ago?
No, it isn't, and I think everybody knows it. In fact, critics bemoan it all the time. Everybody, you know, everybody who's old enough to remember some of these films when they first came out, and you know, as opposed to just seeing them on video or television, you know, we're shocked at the level of the craft has fallen. You know, because special effects have gotten better, and in fact, have gotten extraordinary. Everybody thinks that, you know, movies must be better made than ever because the special effects are so good. But let's talk about, forget special effects for a minute. There is something else in movies. There used to be. And it has to be people. People are more interesting, I think, than special effects.
I agree with you. I'm thinking back of 60 years ago, movies like Gone with the Wind and Wizard of Oz. And look how well they've stood up. And you wonder, any films that have come out the last few years, if 60 years from now, we'll be watching those.
Well, that's the point. And Wizard of Oz and Gone with the Wind are just probably the two most famous and most popular pictures from 1939. But Wizard of Oz, in its day, was a flop, which people don't realize. it was not a popular movie in its day.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't make its money back. Gone with the Wind, of course, was epic making. But to be honest, other films from 1939 that I prefer to revisit more often, picture that barely as many people have heard of, called Only Angels Have Wings, for example, which is in the book,
mm-hmm.
with Cary Grant and Gene Arthur. I love that movie, and I prefer to see that than Gone with the Wind. It's a love story with Rita Hayworth and about early flyers in down in South America.
You know, we got an email about the book, and the question that was asked for me to ask you, all the films you recommended, are they all available on video?
Yes.
Okay.
All the films, we specifically were careful to make sure that all the films would be available on video, or now some of them are even coming out on DVD. I can't guarantee that every video store will have them, but they are available. In other words, you can order them. They can get it for you if they don't have it.
It's interesting. I mean, some of these films I have seen many times, films like The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance and Singing in the Rain and Breakfast at Tiffany's and Citizen Kane, because they play quite a bit. What do you think about the development of cable like Turner Classics and some of these great channels that are around?
Well, I love all the I love all the cable networks that run the pictures without a cut, without any interruptions, and uncut, and preferably in the correct format, letterbox if it's a CinemaScope picture or Panavision, because then you don't cut off the frame. But I'm rather upset about all the cable stations that now run commercials. I thought cable was supposed to be, the whole point of cable was it wasn't supposed to have commercials, and now we've got commercials on cable, so that doesn't make me too happy. But the ones that run the shows uninterrupted, like Turner Classic Movies, like American Movie Classics, like Cinemax, I love those.
Hmm. A classic beauty from AOL writes another email for you. It said, is Peter working on a film now, and has he done any lately that we could go see?
Well, I'm working on a picture right now. I'm acting in a few movies, and I've been acting, so some of those will be coming out next year. But
wow!
But I've not big parts, but you'll see me in a few pictures. I also have a continuing role in the new season of The Sopranos on HBO.
Hmm. Which is one of the classic shows on TV right now.
Yeah, I play Lorraine Bracco. I play her head shrinker. She's a head shrinker. That's the joke.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yes, it's a wonderful show.
So do you enjoy acting as much as directing, or even more now?
It's a different thing. I enjoy acting, but I like directing better. I'm going to do a picture in I think March called The Cat's Meow, which I'm directing, which is based on a notorious and true incident that happened in Hollywood circles in 1924 at a yacht. And there was a murder, and it was hushed up. And I'm doing that in March for Lionsgate. And then I'm going to do a comedy in New York called Squirrels to the Nuts.
Hmm.
So those are my two pictures that I hope to be doing, I plan to be doing next year.
You've been writing quite a few books, actually, the John Ford book and Orson Welles, and the one that we read a little while ago, The Devil Made Me Do It, the collection of interviews.
Who the Devil Made It, yeah.
Yeah, Devil
all
Made It.
All the 16 directors, yeah.
That was a great book.
Thank you. That's in print in paperback now. They've got a big paperback of that. That's still doing well.
So I guess the question would be, and you might have hit on it a little bit, but why the idea, why the format of the 52 movies, the calendar set up, why do a book like this?
The publisher, the same publisher that did the paperback version of Who the Devil Made It, Ballantine, the editor there, Joe Blades, came to me and he said, why don't you, I have been doing a column about older films for the New York Observer. I've been doing it for 2 years. I'm still doing it. And every week I write about a single film that was going to be on television uncut.
Mm-hmm.
And it was generally were classics. Now we're switching the column, and I'm going to be talking about new DVD releases of classics. So, for example, this week we're doing Psycho because it's out on Universal's put out a very good DVD of it. But anyway, so I've been doing this column, and the Ballantine people came to me and said, would you put together a small book, taking 52 films and organize them throughout the, you know, pick films that would be appropriate to the season, for New Year's, for Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day, you know, pick a film that, whatever holiday you like, pick a film that'll go with it and give it to us, arrange it through the year. It was their idea, and I thought it was a nice way to, I thought it was a fun way to do it, and also I think it fills a need. I think a lot of people might be, a lot of people who aren't film buffs. It's not really a film buff's book, because I think film buffs will know a lot of the stuff in there. They'll probably enjoy it. And maybe it is a film buff's delight, but it was basically conceived for the general reader, general viewer, who says, you know, yeah, okay, I'll give you 2 hours a week. Show me a classic film. I'm not going to give you more than 2 hours, but I'll give you two. And if somebody's willing to do that, I promise them a good 2 hours every week.
Talking to Peter Bogdanovich, the book is called Movie of the Week, 52 Classic Films for One Full Year from Ballantine Books. You mentioned briefly DVD, and it seems to me like that this is an area where people can really kind of shine with the movies. DVD, you can put out a unit with director's cut and director's comments and on some of the cut footage. Some of these people really do a great job with these DVDs.
Oh, they're amazing. They're all the ones, I've been getting a bunch of them because I'm writing this column. I mean, they have so much information they can put it. The disc is the size of a regular CD, and you don't have to turn it over. There's no rewinding. You can find a sequence in the flash. You just look it up on the. It's more like a computer, you know, because it's got chapters, and you can and a menu, and you can look at this, that, or the other thing. You don't have to see it in any kind of order. You can, you know, run the feature, or you can run all the accessories first.
So if people want to see Psycho and they just want to see the shower scene, they can go right to it.
No, right to it. Bang. It takes about a second.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know that they're making the DVDs all compatible with the new deluxe computers. So that if you have your new computer, you can be on the internet, and you can also put in a DVD and run a movie on your computer. It's amazing.
It's amazing. Peter, do you have an internet address of your own?
No. As a matter of fact, somebody's ripped off my name, but we don't yet. We're going to do one in about a year.
So someone stole PeterBogdanovich.com?
I think they stole Bogdanovich Films or something, but we're working on it. That's been outlawed now. There's going to be a problem about that, so we're working on it.
Well, I want to wish you a lot of luck, and thanks so much for taking some time out to talk with us about the book, Movie of the Week.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye. That's
Bye.
Peter Bogdanovich.
Same director.